The police have confirmed the full details of 34 individuals were compromised in the gun buyback scheme, with another 500 having their names and addresses accessed. Personal information about the gun owners, such as names, addresses, contact numbers, firearms license numbers and bank account details, were made available to dozens of firearms dealers through its guns buyback website. The police say a systems audit has confirmed there was only one login from a dealer with legitimate access. They've been in touch directly with that person, who's assured them that the information has not been used in any way, shape or form. But the Council of Licensed Firearm Owners insists at least 19 people accessed sensitive information. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
The police say the error was made by the private company German software provider SAP. As a result, a dealer was able to access and view details of gun owners after a software update caused the privacy breach. The dealer contacted police to let them know yesterday. The police say an update was initiated without their approval and SAP has admitted fault. The Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the advice from the police about the extent of the breach has not changed.
I was advised this morning, again, that it was one individual who was able to access this information. Now, I've seen counter suggestions in the media, and my expectation, of course, that will be worked through, but the reassurance I've had from the provider is that they can see who's accessing information. They're still stating that it's been one individual.
Nationals leader Simon Bridges says there are still questions about it.
Is the Prime Minister right to talk about only one person having accessed this? Well, it seems to me, from the little I've seen, the police can't even say that. Obviously, COLFO are saying something different as well.
The Police Minister, Stuart Nash, says if the Council has any relevant information, it should pass it over.
You know, I don't want to say that COLFO is wrong, but what I would urge them to do is, if they do have more information or that contradicts this, please do get in touch with the police.
Nationals police spokesperson Brett Hudson asked Mr Nash in Parliament what he was doing to protect the people involved.
What actions is he taking to ensure that firearms owners whose information may have been breached do not have that information used against them?
Mr Speaker, if that information is used against them or in any way which is illegal, then the police will be investigating this. There is a full investigation underway at this point in time.
Simon Bridges says the buyback has already been a fiasco and this will seriously compromise trust in the scheme. He says the buck stops with the Minister and Jacinda Ardern.
The Prime Minister, who's trying to wash her hands, say, not us, this is SAP. Well, it is her. This was a signature issue for her and for the Police Minister, and so far it's incredibly serious.
The Minister, Stuart Nash, says SAP has admitted fault and that's where the responsibility lies.
Well, I'm not going to resign on this. There's a whole lot of work to do and we're only halfway through it and I want to see the job done.
So who should take responsibility for it?
Well, SAP has taken responsibility for it.
The police will be calling the 34 people who had their full details accessed and will also contact the rest to let them know what's happened. They say if anyone has participated in the buyback program and has not been contacted, it means their details have not been accessed. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.